Hey guys, Wen here. Be honest, when you were reading the title of today's video, we were all female. You must have been a little surprised, right? No, there is no hidden message or any particular movement behind this, but it's actually talking about how we all fundamentally started off as females. Of course, there is an interesting process behind it, hint biology, which you can learn about in the featured video today. So do go on and check it out. Well, let's get started and check out the sentence of the day. So brace yourselves. It's a long one, but we will break it down and highlight some key vocabulary, so don't worry. Okay, here it goes. Once activated, one of the genes on the Y chromosome, known as the SRY gene, has two functions. To inhibit certain features of the X chromosome and to impose through dominance the physiological traits that a male must have. 在 Y 染色体中的 SRY 基因一旦被活化, 就会有以下两种功能, 抑制 X 染色体的某些特征, 以及控制并强加影响男性需要具备的生理特征。 那我们再回到我们的句子之前, 我们先看几个 pronunciation tips, 因为今天有几个单字比较难, 我们就慢慢的一起念。 那我们第一个发音重点是 chromosome， 也就是我们的染色体。那这边 chromosome 分三个部分 ，chromosome， 前面的 chrome 就是我们常用 Google 搜寻引擎，那也就是 Chrome 一样的发音。那第二个音节就是 m， 那第三个音节是 zone， 所以念在一起就变 chromosome。 那我们第二个发音重点是 dominance， 那也是分几个音节念 dominance。 那我们第三个发音重点是 physiological。 那我们最后一个发音重点是 impose， 那 impose 的重音要放在 p 这边，所以是 impose。好，那我们就再看一次句子。Once activated, one of the genes on the Y chromosome, known as the SRY gene, has two functions: to inhibit certain features of the X chromosome. And to impose through dominance the physiological traits that a male must have. 好，那我们现在就看到我们的 vocabulary. 我们第一个 vocabulary 是 gene. Gene 是一个 noun， 它的意思是基因或是遗传因子。那我们这边看到 gene 的一个例句。 Personalities are influenced by our genes and the environment we are surrounded by during our lifetime. 性格特征是受到基因和我们一生中的周遭环境所影响的。好，那我们第二个 vocabulary 是 inhibit. Inhibit 是一个 verb， 它的意思是禁止或是抑制。所以 我们先看到一下 inhibit 的例句。 You should never allow fear to inhibit you. You are able to achieve whatever you put your mind to. 你不该让你的畏惧抑制你，你有能力达成任何你下定决心要完成的事。这边有个片语可以注意看一下，就是 whatever you put your mind to. Put your mind to 就是下定决心。 要做一件事的意思。好，那我们最后一个 vocabulary 是 trait. Trait 是一个 noun， 它的意思是特征跟特点，跟 features 的用法是一样的。所以有可能有人会说 physical traits 或是 physical features， 就是指外表特征。那如果是指 personality traits 或是 personality features， 就是指 我们个性的一些特征。那这边看到 trait 的例句。Patience is one of her best traits. She definitely gets that from her father. 耐心是她最棒的特质之一，那绝对是遗传到她的父亲。One thing people struggle with when speaking English is the use of personal pronouns like he, she, or it. Wouldn't it just be easier if we could decide on using one term for all genders? Or do you think it's useful to have individual pronouns? Isn't it interesting how languages can actually influence the way we view gender in our society? What do you think? Let me know in the comments below and don't forget to share your recording. See you next time. Bye!